Hello, my name is Chris Palmer, and in today's Local SEO for 2020 video, I want to discuss a SEO strategy that I will be implementing on a site that I'm currently working on. So I've made arrangements with a owner to set up and also document a walkthrough of sorts. I'll show you exactly what I'm going to implement for a six-month strategy. So I've first and foremost started with a VPS hosting. So I'm starting with that. I'm setting up the server at this time. So I wanted to start with that. Now let's move right in. I'm not going to arrange and figure everything out, but I will walk you through each step that I'm going to implement for this particular SEO strategy for this local SEO campaign 2020. Now, this will be slightly modified because it will be a national campaign. However, we're going to target the initial state first. So this plan will be executed for the first 3 months. Let's not waste any time. Let's get into this SOP. This is what they call a Gantt chart. And this is generally how you would set up an SOP for a client. Perhaps you have a client. This would be something that I would maybe give them access to, or something just for yourself and your team so you can keep track of everything. We're going to start off with the very first month. And let's just say we're starting here at the first month, and we're going to start with our site build. Now, after the site build, we will go ahead and move on to our content creation. Now, depending on your competition analysis, this will determine your pillar content, because the first content that you're going to create is going to be your pillar content, and this is going to be your 1300 word plus content. So first thing is going to be content creation slash pillar content. So we will have our site build. We'll move on to our pillar content, 1300 words plus. After we have created and established our pillar content pieces, we'll then move on to some basic on-page optimizations. So after our on-page optimization has been implemented, then we will go ahead and move on for our social profile creation. Now, our social profile creation will include branded social profiles, and that's going to include each and every, as many as I possibly can create, and I'm going to also syndicate content across them all. So the very next step is going to be social profile setup. So now, and again, that's going to include each and every social profile that you can create, and then we'll set up a syndication network so we can syndicate. Now, I'm not going to show you each and every step. I'm just walking you through the SOP, and then you can take it from there. Our very next step is going to be initiating our citations. Now, citations will include your name, address, and phone number. Now, in month one, you want to establish your most powerful, the most relevant, as many as you possibly can. We're going to move in to citation building. So let's go ahead and set that up now. Quality citations. Alrighty. So that's going to be our top quality citations. Now, as far as building out citations, I would build absolutely as many as I possibly can. You may want to use a service for this, and do not be afraid to build 100, 200, 300. Remember, building entity strength, building up your brand, especially in the initial months for a local campaign, is crucial. So you want to make sure that you're building as many as you can, the best quality that you can. Make sure your NAP, everything is the same. And now let's move on to the very next step for month number one, which is going to be your top level, always high quality press releases. Now, these press releases can be acquired. It's up to you on where you go, but PR, Newswire, these types of services, generally range, I believe the last time I checked for their top package, it was $700, but their syndication network is absolutely immense. And in my opinion, it's one of the best in the business. So the very next step is going to be press release syndication. And I would go with PR Newswire, because when we're running a campaign, we want nothing but the best, because we want to rank. We don't want to wait a year, 2 years. We want to rank in the next 6 months. So let's move on to the press release syndication, and we'll do that now. All right, so we have created so far, this is going to be green, is month one. Creating your entity and expanding your brand's entity is the top priority, especially in the initial months. We'll move into our top quality citations, and that's in mass. As many as you can build. Do not be afraid to build several hundred citations in the initial month, because a lot of companies might have numerous employees. Some might not. Irrelevant. Build as many as you can. This is crucial in the first month, the first couple months. Now let's move on to our top level, top quality press releases. I generally do not give recommendations, but in my opinion, it's simply the best. If you went with anyone else, it wouldn't be as good of a quality as Newswire or PR Newswire. I would go with the best plan that they possibly have. I believe it's $700. This is going to syndicate your press release to sites, Google Plus, Apple, I mean, all of them. So this is going to be your best bet. And let's move on. So after your press releases have been initiated, you want to go ahead and move into some of your foundational links. These are going to be still top level, but these are your foundational links. Maybe start building out some of your branded Web 2.0 properties, perhaps some of your profiles. Some of you may use PBN links, but whatever you build out, just know that these aren't your authoritative backlinks or your PBN rental links. These are going to be your foundational links. Included with your foundational backlinks, your branded Web 2.0s, lower tier PBNs pointing to those Web 2.0s, make sure when you are creating links, creating entities, have your builder attach your NAP information. And this is really going to help solidify your brand entity. So the very next thing after your foundational links to top off and to end month one is going to be a powerful. Now, this is when you want to add one rental, or perhaps you want to add a authoritative backlink. Now, this is when you really want to, this is what's going to jumpstart your campaign. This is something you're going to point directly at your website. This could be your Forbes link. This could be a HuffPost link. This could be the type of link, the best that you can afford, an authoritative backlink that you want to point and be proud of right to your website. So that's going to be the very next thing, is authoritative backlink. You want to build 1 to 5 depending on how hard and how strong your competition is. So let's just go ahead and build that now. Our month one. Now remember, included with our site build beforehand, you have already conducted your keyword and competition analysis that will build and bring you into your content creation of your pillar content. Pillar content could be 10 to 20 articles, 1300 words or more, depending on your competition analysis. Now, along with month number one, we don't want to forget our GMB creation and our verification. I actually forgot to add this to my month number one, so I want to go ahead and place that in there, and that's right after the initial pillar content has been created. You will then, when you bring back your content, unless you wrote it yourself, you will then need to optimize and tweak that content. Your very next step, you're going to move into your mass social profile setups, then your top quality citations, hundreds of them, as many as you can build within your budget. press releases, and these are going to be top quality press release, your first press release, your first blast after the site is live with your content. You want that to be a newswire, a PR newswire, top level, whatever you can afford. Moving on to your foundational backlinks, these are your branded Web 2s. These are your trusted sites that you can build in a lot of quality, right? Is the best quality that you can. And then an authoritative backlink. An authoritative backlink could be a PBN rental, or you can perhaps, if you can acquire a link that is authoritative, powerful, such as an example would be Forbes. That would be an authoritative link, something you're proud to point directly at your website. Our verification has came back. Our Google My Business is set up. Our social profiles. Month one is complete. We're moving into phase two, month number two of this SOP, this SEO strategy for local SEO 2020. And what we will go ahead and do here is going to be, mass embeds. Now, these are going to be mass map embeds. I'm not going to get into the logistics of exactly what this is, but what it entails is iframing maps onto properties to pass power. Now, you can go ahead and look this up. I'm just walking you through for this particular strategy and campaign. So that's going to be what I'm going to do, is mass map embeds. So let's go ahead and do that. After our mass map embeds, the very next step is we want to go in there and we really want to optimize our GMB. Now, the optimization of the GMB is quite the process. This could be a whole nother video. Actually, if you check in my library, you will see a GMB optimization video. You can go and check that out, or you could watch anyone else's videos on how to optimize your Google My Business listing. But this will also include updating and uploading some posts, making sure the pictures are there, everything. You want to optimize your GMB. So that's going to be the very next step. Now, adding the post should be on a weekly or a bi-weekly basis, along with content, promotions. This is also sending links, trust signals. You should have your blogger. This all goes into your social profiles. Again, I'm just walking you through this SEO strategy for local SEO. This is just an SOP of what we're going to do. So I'm just walking you through here. I'm not going through each of the processes. Okay. So this is optimize the GMB listing. Now, our very next step is once the optimization and our map embeds have been initiated, we want to go ahead and move on to a GStack. Now, a GStack is a Google stack. And what this is doing, this Google stack, is not only passing power, but it's also something that we can send other links to get power back to us. This really strengthens the entity. It builds trust. Google really trusts its own properties. So that's definitely part of our local SEO strategy. So that's going to be next for this SOP. So let's go ahead and write that down now. So after our drive stack is built, we're sending links to it. It's built, it's generating power, it's building up trust. If you know much about drive stacks, you know that the entities are very powerful when combined. So after this process is complete, the next step is going to be looking for and building out niche specific citations. Now, these citations will be built on very, very specific sites that are directly related to your niche. Now, again, when building out citations, you can get a lot crazier than when you're building out links, especially in the earlier months. But as you will come to find, niche relevant citations are a little bit harder to acquire. However, as many as you can build, my recommendation would be build as many as you possibly can. If you can get an embed, if you can get a video, multimedia, link back, if you could get anything extra added. Make sure that you're doing that, especially when it comes to a niche relevant citation. So that's next. All right. So after our niche relevant citations have been built, we need to take a look at our advanced on-page optimizations. Now, this could be adding your schema, getting review schema, breadcrumbs. There's numerous advanced SEO updates that you could go ahead and implement. And these are some of the things that you'll want to do next. So let's do that now. So after we have conducted our advanced on-page, we've included our schema and breadcrumbs, all of the pages have been well optimized. The very next thing that we want to do is build out our geo-specific posts and supporting posts to our pillar content. So these are going to be supporting posts of lesser word count, but still well optimized, but these are going to be geo-specific. So we're going to be talking about whatever the demographic or the regional area that we're going to be targeting. So these are going to be your geographical pillar post supporters. So let me see how we can go ahead and write that in here. And the long story short is really these are just blog posts that are supporting your pillar content, because how we're going to build out our website structure is going to be a silo structure with our pillar content on the top. That's our ranking content, and then we'll have our supporting articles underneath it. Now, these will be built out on a monthly basis or a bi-weekly basis, whatever your budget permits. However, you need to keep your site fresh. You want to continuously add content. But the very crucial thing that you need to see is, what is your ranking competition doing? You want to match it and then beat it so you can rank above them. Now, to go ahead and wrap that up, so the very next step after our geo-specific pillar post supporting articles, what we will want to do is go ahead and build out some foundational links to these geo-specific posts. Basically, now we're building out links, or building geo-specific links, right, with anchor text, things of that nature. We're building specific geo-relevant links to those posts that are supporting our pillar posts. And then last but not least, what we'll want to do is, after we have built out those foundational links that are going to our supporting content to our pillar post, we will then want to build an authoritative link. This could be PBN or an authoritative link, maybe not expensive as month one, but we need to send at least one or two authoritative links to that content. So we want to send our authoritative link into the silo, the bottom of the silo, powering up to our pillar post. Now, ideally, you will want to send some to the supporting articles and then send an authoritative link, if the budget permits, to the pillar post itself. But that's going to be up to you, your budget, and your clients. So the very next thing is going to end off month two is going to be build one or two, three, perhaps three, depending on your competition, one or two more authoritative backlinks. So month three is really going to start a little bit more of the competition analysis. And really, we want to take a look and see what our competition is doing. We want to take a more aggressive approach. So we want to see what is underperforming, what needs to be re-optimized. And then we need to start building out some more supporting articles. Now, these supporting articles, they could be brand specific, niche specific. But this is when we start building out our monthly content. So we'll go ahead and put that in now. We're going to do some competition analysis on what type of content needs to be continuously created. So this is going to be competition analysis of content and content creation. So again, really what this consists of is, what is our content creation consistency going to be? What's our word length going to be? This is when you're planning out your content, because this is really going to be the theme that's going to end. It's going to be the building of authoritative links, building more pillow links, building more citations, another press release because you came out with more content. It's going to be more embeds, GMB optimization, update your GMB with posts. That's going to be the continuous cycle. You're building content, you're building links, building authoritative links, building foundational links, updating the GMB with posts. And this is the cycle. It's never ending. It keeps going and going and going. So that's what it's going to be. It's going to be competition analysis. We need to take a look at our content creation from this point moving forward, see what it needs to be, see the types of titles, what type of content do we need, what's the word counts, the angles. This is where we're just sitting back. We're taking a look at what we've already had, see where we're at. We're at month 3 now. So we should be indexed. We need to be seeing what's the plan of attack still now moving forward as far as content creation and link building. Is our link building campaign strong enough? Are we starting to rank? So this is really when we start to see the fruits of our labor. So moving on, the very next thing then, like I mentioned, It's really going to be more of the same. So it's going to be our GMB optimization. And what GMB optimization again is re-optimizing, updating posts, adding photos, doing more embeds. It's GMB optimizations, questions and answers, getting reviews in there. You're optimizing your GMB, keeping it fresh, updated, asking questions, a continuous process. And then moving on. Any, like I mentioned just before, the very next step is adding links or more links to the content that was created last month. We're building out more links to support those links, building out more foundational links. This is really, you're just optimizing what has been created just before this month. So the very next thing, and really this is going to be the continuation, this is going to be the cycle. After we initiate our site build, our content creation, our optimizations, our GMB, we're building our citations, we have our press release, we build out our foundational links and then our authoritative links. We move into our embeds and our GMB optimization. We build out our G-Stack, our niche relevant citations. We move to our advanced on-page and then geo-specific pillar post supporting articles. Wow, that's a lot. We build our geo-specific backlinks to those geo posts, and then we build out more authoritative backlinks. We move into month 3 where we're really sitting back. We're building links to the past content. We're seeing what's working. We're really taking a better deep dive at our competition because in 3 months, things change. The SERP changes. We want to take a look at what's indexing, what's working, what's not working, what links are working. We need to take a look at our process, re-optimize our GMBs, and then add more links. And this process continues. This is going to be the foundation. This is the layout. This is the process in which we're going to take that I'm going to walk you through. If you have any questions, all right, I didn't go over each and every little thing or this video would be hours long, but I did give you the general local SEO for 2020 SEO strategy. If you have questions about this local SEO strategy, about local SEO, SEO, digital marketing, Facebook ads, pretty much anything digital marketing business related, please leave it in the comments below. I look forward to seeing you in the next local SEO for 2020 video. Have a wonderful day.